ध्यायामोद्धवलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So Shankara spoke about Karya Karanam, analysis of Karanam and Karyam, and then finally he said the three stages to realization as Vritti, Brahma Vritti, Vritti Jnanam, and then Jivan Mukti. So Vritti, just following a Vritti, when it becomes constant, it becomes Vritti Jnanam, the conviction, and it always stays. And more we do that Vritti Jnanam, when it becomes constant, Vritti Jnanam, when it becomes constant, that is called Jivan Mukti or Sahaja Samadhi. After saying that, Shankara is explaining one of the concepts or logical concept that is used in Bhagavatam. Vidyaranya uses it. So it is a logical way. So that logic is called Anvaya Vyatireka Yukti. So yukti or logic of anvayam and vyatirekam. Anvayam means positive way. Vyatirekam means negative way. So that is being applied. Shankara applies it to karanam and karyam. Therefore, finally leading us into the truth, the ultimate truth of Brahma Satyam Jagannamitha. So initially we perceive things, we perceive objects, that means effect. We perceive the karyam, from the karyam we are taken to the karanam by Chandrashaka Nyayam, and then it doesn't end there. The karyam is an illusion in karanam, so what's the reality? Everything is the karanam. Karanam doesn't have karanatvam, but the entity which is the cause of the effect that we perceive, that is eternal, that alone is there. So Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. So Brahman alone is present here. Whatever is present here is that Brahman alone. So that's where Shankara finally takes us to. Shankara analyzes and explains this in the next two shlokas, 138 and 139 shloka. I don't have any book which has the Sanskrit shlokas, but the 139 shloka, the second line seems to be wrong. So we may have to look at some other source to find out the meaning, or the line itself, the word. The Sanskrit line, 139th line, is wrong because it's a repetition of the PDF has it as wrong. I don't know, but the PDF from the site is wrong. 138 and 139 have the same words. So it is a repetition, whereas the site, shankaracharya.org site meaning gives it as different. So it doesn't make sense for the line to be the same. So unless we know the line, I don't know. We cannot really explain the 139 shloka, but let's assume that the meaning that is given in the 139 shloka, and you can find out the line by getting any book or referring with Rajesh or any other person. So Shankara says about karyam and karanam. Karanam vyatirekena pumanadau vilokayet anvayena punastadhi Kare Nityam Prapashyati. In the 139th shloka he says, Kare hi karanam pashyet paschat karyam visarjayet. And then the translation given is, what then remains, the sage himself becomes. So whatever is remaining behind the sage, verily becomes it. So, it's very tough with translations to find out the words. So you have to find it out. So, karanam and karyam. So, द रियालिटी ऑफ कारणम एंड कार्यम इज फाउंड आउट थ्रू अन्वय व्यतिरेक युक्ति. सो दिस इज ऑल्सो द बेसिस फॉर थिंग्स विच सीम टू हैव इन ए रिलेशन एंड ट्राइंग टू फाइंड आउट विच इज इंडिपेंडेंट विच इज डिपेंडेंट. इट मीन्स the independent entity is eternal whereas the dependent entity is just an illusion in the independent entity. So anvayam is a way, positive way. Vyatirekam is negative way. So what does anvayam vyatirekam means? So anvayam positive way, that means if we have A and B, two entities A and B, so anvayam means if A is there, B is there. So that is the way of telling. If A is there, then B is there. And vyatirekam, negative way, is if A is not there, B is not there. So that means if A is there, B is there. That is anvayukti. And if A is not there, B is not there. It's vyatireka yukti. So this shows that A is eternal, B is dependent on A. Therefore, B is only an illusion in A. So extending this to karyam and karanam. So karanam is A, karyam is B. So anvaya yukti becomes when karanam is there, karyam is there. That is the fact. The fact that when karanam, the cause is there, the effect is also there. How can we say the effect is there? We can say the effect is there because the effect is only a name and form of the karanam. Whatever really exists is only karanam. So if A is there, karanam is there, the karyam is there, but with illusion of Namarupam. But let's say Karanam is not there, then Karyam isn't there because there is no Karyam. Karyam is not a real entity. So this proves that Karanam is eternal, Karyam is only an illusion in Karanam. That means what really exists is Karanam. So what really exists is Karanam, and that Karanam we have to realize, contemplate and realize. What is that karanam? Ata shuddham bhavet vastu yadvai vacham agocharam. That's what Shankara said. So that vastu is shuddha brahman. That vastu is nirguna parabrahman. So it is called nirguna parabrahman because we experience things as sagunam, as sakaram. Therefore, to differentiate what we know from Brahman, it is said Nirguna Brahman. But that is from the perspective of Karyam. When we are having vision of Karyam, then Brahman is called Nirguna Brahman. Brahman is called Para Brahman. Para means avaram, something which is lower is also there. But that's not the case. Ultimately, Nirguna Brahman is the Karanam. Saguna Brahman is the Karyam. So Karyam is only an illusion in Karanam. Finally, when you realize, we will realize that everything that is there is Brahman alone. There is only one Brahman, which is Nirgunam, which is Nirakaram, Nirvikaram, whatever Shankara has explained till now. So that means Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. Jagat, Jagat as the Karyam is only a Mithya. If Jagat is Mithya, so initially the seeker uses anvaya vyatireka yukti. So anvayam means Brahma satyam, Brahman is real, and vyatirekam means what? Negation, negating what? Jagan mithya. But what does he realize if a seeker follows this particular vritti of Brahma satyam jagan mithya jivo brahmeva na paraha? Then finally what does he realize? He realizes that everything is Brahman. So there exists nothing apart from Brahman. Sarvam brahmamayam. Whatever is there is Brahman alone. Yachakinchit jagat sarvam drishyate sruyate piva antar bahishchatat sarvam vyapyat narayana sthitaha. So he sees that only Brahman is there. So what does Shankara say here about it? Karanam vyatirekena. Vyatirekena, by negative way, we find out the real entity, independent entity. So independent entity of Brahman cannot be known. Brahman is something vacham aghocharam. So mano vacham aghocharam. So it is beyond mind and words. So how will we find it out? Find it out from the effect, from the karyam. So from the karyam, remove, negate nama rupam in the karyam, then what will you end up with? You'll end up with karanam. So this is a negative way. So it's telling that karyam is not there, Karanam is eternal. So that is the way of finding the Karanam. So Anvaya Vyatireka Yukti can be explained in different ways. So one way is that when if Karanam is not there, Karyam is not there. So by the negative way here, it means that from the Karyam go to the Karanam. That means find out which, if not there, Karyam is not there. So that is what is called as negative way. So negate Karyam. How can you negate Karyam? Split Karyam. Find out what is really Karyam. So the Karyam of Jagat is what? Satchidanandam plus Namarupam. So negate Namarupam, then what will remain behind? Satchidanandam. Can you negate Satchidanandam? You cannot. So that is the negative way. But if you negate Satchidanandam, let's assume that Satchidanandam is not there, then are the Namarupams also there? No, they also will vanish. That means if Karanam, the real entity, is negated, then the Karyam also vanishes. Karyam also doesn't exist. That is the Vyatireka Yukti. Vyatirekam, what Karanam? We have to find out the Karanam. Vyatirekena, Puman, man, Adav Vilokayet. Adav, in the first place, Vilokayet has to find out. Man has to find out what? Karanam by Vyatireka Yukti. So with the Vyatireka Yukti, go to the deepest point possible. So with respect to Jagat, go to the deepest point. Jagat is Namarupam and Satchidanandam. Negate Namarupam, Namarupam can be negated. Satchidanandam is what cannot be negated. But Satchidanandam is not there, Namarupam is also not there. That means Satchidanandam is eternal, Satchidanandam is real, Satchidanandam is the ultimate cause which cannot be negated. So that is Vyatireka Yukti. And then what should a person do? Punaha, again, Anvayena. By Anvaya Yukti, tad hi, tad means Karanam, he alone, Karye, in the Karyam, Nityam Prapashye, he has to see. So after negating the Karyam and finding out the Karanam, the real entity, which if not there, Karyam is not there, then what should a person find out? He should realize that if Karyam, or like whatever is Karyam, is Karanam alone. That means, so negate Karyam and then go to Karanam. So Karanam is negated, Karyam is also not there. But then what is Karyam really? Karyam is only an illusion in Karanam. That means if Karanam is there, Karyam is there. That means what? Karyam is only Karanam. So if with the Vyatireka Yukti, from what you see, that is the effect, go to the Karanam, then you will assert that Karanam if not there, Karyam also will not be there. And then, so that also means that if Karanam is there, Karyam is there, which means both go hand in hand. So Karyam is only an illusion in Karanam. Then we can also make one more statement, bold statement, that if Karanam is not there, Karyam is not there. If Karanam is there, Karyam is there. But if Karyam is not there, still Karanam exists. Karanam always exists. So what does this mean? Like Anvaya Yukti of if Karanam is there, Karyam is there. And Vyatireka Yukti of if Karanam is not there, Karyam is not there. What does it prove? It proves that Karyam is only an illusion in Karanam. Therefore, Karyam is Karanam alone. So, Anvayena, by Anvayam, Punaha, again, Tadhi Karye. A person has to see the Karyam, or has to see the Karanam in the Karyam. So, negate the Jagat, Jagan Mithya. Negate the Jagat through Vyatireka Yukti. By saying, and then go to the Karanam. When you negate the world, then Brahman exists. And that Brahman, if not there, Jagat is also not there. So Brahman has to be there. So if Brahman is there, the Jagat is also there. That means Jagat is only an illusion in Brahman. So Jagat is Brahman alone. So this is the way to analyze. So finally, what will happen? We have to see Brahman everywhere. So after negating the world initially, we have to assert that the world is Brahman alone. That's why Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. You first negate the jagat that you see and then assert it to be Brahman. So assert everything to be Brahman. So whatever is there is Brahman alone. That is what is the final statement. And after doing that, Karyehi Karanam Pashyet. So by applying Anvaya Vatireka Yukti, you find the dependent entity and you find the independent entity. Then what does happen? Karyehi Karanam Pashyet. In the Karyam, always see Karanam. So always know that Karanam alone always exists. And Paschat. So after that, what does happen? If Karanam alone exists in the Karyam, then Karyam as an entity doesn't independently exist. That means there is no real entity of Karyam. So you can completely negate Karyam. You can completely discard Karyam by saying everything is Karanam alone. And when a person does that, when a person negates the entire Karyam by saying it is Karanam alone, then what remains behind is only one Karanam, Advitiya Karanam. And we know that the negator, we or I who am doing this with the analysis, will definitely remain behind. So that means I am that entity. So it's like telling, we find out, we negate the world and assert everything to be Brahman. If everything is Brahman, I still exist. So that means I also have to be Brahman. That is what is called Jivu Brahmeva Naparaha. So Jagan Mithya is Vyatireka Yukti, Brahma Satyam is Anvaya Yukti, and then finally what happens? Jivo Brahmeva Naparaha or Aham Brahmasmi. Realization dawns that I am Brahman alone. And that is the final state of Jivan Mukti, that is Aparoksha Anubhavam. So earlier he spoke about finding out like or analyzing Karya Karanam and then leading to the Shuddha Vastu. You can do it either that way or this way as well through Anvaya Vitireka Yukti. So once we follow this Yukti for Karyam and Karanam, then there will be no doubt that everything is but Brahman alone. Once we assert, once we know that everything is Brahman, our intellect is convinced about everything to be Brahman, then we don't need anything else. We don't need any logic, but just constant samadhi or proper vritti, that itself will take us to aparoksha anubhavam or jivan mukti, as Shankara says. And unless we assert everything to be Brahman, that Brahman alone is there, if we don't assert it that way, then we'll not be able to gain moksha. So we'll be learning Vedanta, we'll be learning various works, we'll be doing sadhana, but as long as we don't apprehend the truth of the statement, or we don't accept Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Eva Naparaha, then we'll not be able to gain Anandam, we'll not be able to gain Aparoksha Anubhavam. Then we will still be seeking things. So we will have learned a lot of works, but it hasn't been an experience, intuitive experience of one's own nature. Therefore, there will be some voidness in us. So we will start seeking again and again. We'll go here and there. We'll go to many places. We'll go to many Mahatma. We'll listen to Paramatma. We'll listen to Tejomiyananda. We'll listen to Chinmaya. We'll go to Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. We will take all sorts of meditation. Everything we will take, We'll do whatever is possible in the world except realizing this particular truth. So the moment we forget Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmeva Naparaha, we'll have no gati. If we remember that, if we remember Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya and say that, okay, I will try to see everything as Brahman at least for 1 minute, at least for 1 day in my entire life. I have a 50-60 years of life ahead of me. In all those 50-60 years, daily, 5 minutes I'll contemplate on Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. If a person is able to do that, then at the end of his life, he'll be able to say, okay, I am now convinced, I am now satisfied, I am content, I don't need anything else. I can live my life now happily. I can welcome Yama Dharma Raja and say to him, I am ready to leave everything because everything is only an illusion. Whatever is there is Brahman alone. I know that. You cannot fool me by telling that I am taking your life. You cannot take me to any other world, because this world itself is an illusion, then where else to take me? So that will be the state if a person uses this Anvayavatireka Yukti and asserts or like identifies the truth of Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. It is just one statement, but we can analyze in many, many ways, many, many perspectives we can analyze, but we need to either blindly agree that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha, or we have to use logic. Oh, I cannot blindly accept. I need intellectual proof. Whatever intellectual proof is there, that is more than enough for us to understand. Even after that, if we say, I want more proof, there cannot be any proof, because intellect itself is an illusion. So intellectual proofs also have limitation, whereas the moment you practice it, the moment you implement things, the moment you understand that everything is Brahman and then live with that knowledge that everything is Brahman, not having any Bheda Bhavam, seeing everything as one, Samabhavana, Samadarshanam, then we'll be able to get Aparokshanubhavam. Without any effort, you'll be able to gain Aparokshanubhavam. And in order to do that, you don't need to attend Vedanta course, you don't need to go to Chinmaya Mission, you don't need to do lot of sadhana. So all sadhana, going to a mission, attending Vedanta course in Chinmaya Mission, learning different works of Vedanta, all those are ways to properly understand Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmeva Naparaha. Even if you go to Chinmaya Mission, even if you go to Trayomayananda or Shankaracharya or Amma, you'll not have any gati unless you realize the essence of this statement that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmeva Naparaha. Oh, if that is the case, then why does Amma say love everyone? That is enough. So we need to read Amma's works to understand as to what she really believes in. It is, a Mahatma will not answer or give direct answers. He will answer as per the intellect of the questioner. Therefore, Amma says love. What is love? Love means seeing everyone as one. So that is real love. We can say real love or love comes from seeing everyone as mine. But that is really impossible. So the only way to see, have pure love, is by seeing everyone as one. Amma herself says that when press people question her that, how are you able to embrace people without even looking after your body? Then Amma says, I am able to do that because I see everybody as myself. So that means what Amma is, how Amma is able to implement pure love. Amma is able to implement pure love because she sees everybody as one. So that oneness or knowing everything to be Brahman comes there as well. And Amma is the last person who would say that you don't need any scriptural knowledge. So she emphasizes scriptural knowledge. Scriptural knowledge is the basis for even love. Scriptural knowledge is the basis for entire life. So everything that we gain in life, or really gain in life, we gain only from scriptures. Whatever we gain in life from worldly pleasures or worldly objects, worldly relationships, are temporary. What is eternal is what we gain from scriptures. And that still stays after birth, after death as well. So we need to know the scriptures, we need to learn the scriptures in order to understand Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. If we are able to do that even without learning the scriptures, we don't even need to learn scriptures. But then we shouldn't complain saying, I know that but I am not being able to implement it. That means our conviction is strong, not strong. Conviction is not that strong that it gets implemented. That means then we need to learn the scriptures. We'll continue with what Shankara says in the next few shlokas in the next day. Hari Om.